Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parira Chakcharya Ashtodada Satta Shri Shrima His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parira Chakcharya Ashtodada Satta Shri Shrima His Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Hari Ras Thakur Ki Jai Premsaka Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gobinang Shamakum Radhakum Giri Govadang Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagnapuri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Transcendental Prasana Distribution Ki Jai Harirama Sankirtan Ki Jai ISKCON New Twagadam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Pramanandi Hari Hari Advo All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Namo Vishnu Madaya Krishna Prasthaya Smadhi Tamo Vishnu Swami Namo Namo Vishnu Smadhi Bhakti Vedanta Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Nanayana Namaskrityam Naranchaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Chayam Uditayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashroke Bhaktir Bravati Naishtiki. So today we are continue reading Krishna book, the second chapter, prayers by the demigods for Lord Krishna in the womb. King Kansa not only occupied the kingdoms of Yadu, Bhoja, and Andaka dynasty, and the kingdom of Surasem, but he also made alliances with all the other demoniac kings, as follows. The demon Pranamba, demon Baka, demon Charuna, demon Trinavata, demon Agasura, demon Mushtika, demon Arishta, demon Dvivita, demon Putana, demon Keshi, and demon Denuka. It reminds me the situation in the world now. There are so many, demoniac kings. They are making alliance with one another, you see. The situation now, you see. Yeah. At that time, Jarasandha was the king of Magadha province, known at the present as Bihar state. Thus, by his diplomatic policy, Kansa consolidated the most powerful kingdom of his time. Under the protection of Jarasandha, he made further alliances with such kings as Banasura and Bhomasura, until he was the strongest. Then he began to behave most inimically toward the Yadu dynasty, into which Krishna was to take his birth. Now, being harassed by Kamsa, the kings of the Yadu, Bhoja, and Andaka dynasty took shelter in different states, such as the state of the Kurus, the state of Panchalas, and the state known as Kekaya, Shawa, Vidaba, Nisada, Videha, and Koshala. Kamsa broke the solidarity of the Yadu kingdom, as well as the Bhoja and Andaka. He made his position the most solid within the vast tract of land known at that time as Bharatvarsha. When Kamsa was killing the six babies of Devaki and Vasudeva, one after another, many friends and his relatives of Kamsa approached him and requested him to discontinue these heinous activities. But all of them became worshipper of Kamsa. In one sense, you know, they cannot stop Kamsa's heinous activities, but rather they become, you know, supporter of Kamsa. Yeah. When Devaki became pregnant for the seventh time, a plenary expansion of Krishna, known as Ananda, appeared within her womb. So this is actually Lord Balaram. Yeah. Devaki was overwhelmed with both jubilation and lamentation. She was joyful, for she could understand that Lord Vishnu had taken shelter within her womb. But at the same time, she was sorry that as soon as her child would come out, Kamsa would kill him. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, being compassionate upon the Yadus, who were fearful due to the atrocity committed by Kamsa, ordered the appearance of Yogamaya, his internal potency. Krishna is the Lord of the universe, but he is especially the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. Yogamaya is the principal potency of the personality of Godhead. In the Vedas, it is stated that the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has multi-potencies. Parashya Shakti Vividai Sruyate. All the different potencies are acting externally and internally. And Yogamaya is the chief of all the potencies. The Lord ordered the appearance of Yogamaya in the land of Rajabhumi in Vrindavan, which is always decorated and filled with beautiful cows. In Vrindavan, Rohini, one of the wives of Vasudeva, was residing at the house of King Nanda and Queen Yasoda. Not only Rohini, but many others in the Yadu dynasty were scattered all over the country due to the fear of the atrocity of Kamsa. Some of them were even living in the caves of the mountains. The Lord thus informed Yogamaya, under the imprisonment of Kamsa are Devaki and Vasudeva. And at the present moment, my plenary expansion, Shesha, is within the womb of Devaki. You can arrange the transfer of Shesha from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. After this arrangement, I'm personally going to appear in the womb of Devaki with my full potency. Then I shall appear as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. And you shall appear as the daughter of Nanda and Yashoda in Vrindavan. Since you will appear as my contemporary sister, and since you will quickly satisfy desires for sense gratification, people within the world will worship you with all kinds of valuable presentations, incense, candles, flowers, and offerings of sacrifice. People who are after materialistic perfection will worship you under the different forms of your expansions, which will be named Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. So I'm just wondering, this Yogamaya will appear as Krishna's sister. Is she Subhadra or not? Is anyone else? Subhadra came later, huh? So she's not Subhadra. Okay. Krishna and Yogamaya appeared as brother and sister, the supreme powerful and the supreme power. Although there is no clear distinction between the powerful and the power, power is always subordinate to the powerful. So this reminds me of the electricity. So we know electricity is power, but the electricity power is actually under the control of the engineer in the power plant. Yeah. Those who are materialistic are worshipper of the power, but those who are transcendentalists are worshipper of the powerful. Krishna is the supreme powerful, and Durga is the supreme power within the material world. Actually, people in the Vedic culture worship both the powerful and the power. There are many hundreds and thousands of temples of Vishnu and Devi, and sometimes they are worshipped simultaneously. The worshipper of the power Durga or the external energy of Krishna may achieve all kinds of material success very easily. But anyone who wants to be elevated transcendentally must engage in worshipping the powerful in Krishna consciousness. The Lord also declared to Yogamaya, "My penile expansion, Ananda Shesha, is within the womb of Devaki. On account of being forcefully attracted to the womb of Rohini, he will be known as Sankasham and will be the source of all spiritual power of Allah, by which one can attain the highest bliss of life, which is called Ramana. Therefore, the plenary portion, Ananda, will be known after his appearance either as Sankasham or Balaram." In the Upanishad, it is said, "Nayam Atma Bala Hine Na Labhya." The purpose is that one cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. Bala does not mean physical strength. No one can attain spiritual perfection by physical strength. That means, you know, no matter how strong and powerful one may be, you know, he has to suffer from old age, disease, and death. So that's why it is said here, no one can attain spiritual perfection by physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balaram or Sankarsham. Ananda or Shesha is the source of the power which sustain all the planets in the different positions. Materially, this sustaining power is known as the law of gravitation. But actually, it is a display of the potency of Sankarsham. Balaram or Sankarsham is the source of spiritual power or the original spiritual master. Therefore, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the incarnation of Balaram, is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who supplies spiritual strength. It is said that if you want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then you have to first of all get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Just like Jagai Madai. When Lord Chaitanya heard that Lord Nityananda's heart was hit by Jagai Madai, Lord Chaitanya became so angry. So he immediately pulled up his Sudarshan Chakra and wanted to kill those two brothers. But at that time, Jagai Madai, they fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda. So they pleaded to Lord Nityananda to, you know, forgive them. And Lord Nityananda was so kind. So Lord Nityananda forgave them. And Lord Nityananda pleaded to Lord Chaitanya, saying that, "My dear Lord, this is not your mission. Your mission is not kill, those demons. But you know, actually, if you want to kill those demons, then you have to kill everyone in this world, because in the Kali Yuga, everyone in the world are just like Jagai Madai. They are all, you know, engaged in sinful activities like meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, those kind of things. So if you want to kill Jagai Madai, that means you have to kill everyone." So Lord Nityananda pleaded to Lord Chaitanya, that is not your mission. Yeah. So on the request of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, you know, stopped the killing of those two demons, but ordered them that since then, you have to give up all your sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna. So they were saved because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So that's why we have to, first of all, get the mercy of Lord Nityananda in order to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is confirmed that the spiritual master is the manifestation of the mercy of Krishna. Thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya, thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yogamaya circumambulated the Lord and then appeared within this material world according to his order. When Yogamaya, the supreme power of the supremely powerful personality of Godhead, transferred Lord Shesha from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Lohini, both Devaki and Lohini were under Yogamaya's spell, which is called Yoga Nitya. Yeah, they are in a kind of sleeping state condition. When this was done, people thought that Devaki's seventh pregnancy had been a miscarriage. Thus, although Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki, he was transferred to the womb of Lohini to appear as her son. After this arrangement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is always ready to protect his honored Lord devotees, entered within the mind of Vasudeva as the Lord of the whole creation with full inconceivable potency. It is understood in this connection that Lord Krishna, first of all, situated himself in the honored Lord heart of Vasudeva and was then transferred in the heart of Devaki. He was not put into the womb of Devaki by seminal discharge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his inconceivable potency, can appear in any way. It is not necessary for him to appear in the ordinary way by seminal injection within the womb of a woman. So here we can understand that Krishna's birth is actually not ordinary birth. His birth is completely against material law of nature. This reminds me the birth of Lord Brahma. Yeah. Lord Brahma's birth is also ordinary. Is also not ordinary. Through the seminal discharge. No, he is born right from the navel of Lord Mahavishnu. Yeah. When Vasudeva was sustaining the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, he appeared just like the glowing sun, whose shining rays are always unbearable and scorching to the common man. The form of the Lord situated in the pure unalloyed heart of Vasudeva is not different from the original form of Krishna. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere, and specifically within the heart, is called Dham. Dham refers not only to Krishna's form, but also to his name, his qualities, and his paraphernalia. Everything becomes manifest simultaneously. Thus, the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with full potency, was transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki, exactly as the 13 sun's rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thus entered the body of Devaki from the body of Vasudeva without being subject to any of the conditions of an ordinary living entity. Actually, up to here, I have a question in my mind. See, Lord Krishna's form, Lord Krishna, he he entered the body of Devaki from the body of Vasudev. So we all know that Paramatma, who is situated in everyone's heart, is also at the body of Devaki. So what happened at that time? When Krishna entered to the body of Devaki, what happened with Paramatma? Yes. Say. Yeah, he entered into the mind of Vasudev. Okay. Maybe microphone? I can't hear properly. I'm just wondering, those two will merge, Krishna will merge with Paramatma or not. I was wondering like that, you know.
So Krishna is coming from the mind of Vasudev.
Right.
Krishna in his complete, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is coming from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki and then to her heart.
Okay.
Paramatma is there.
Paramatma is also there.
Paramatma is a feature of Krishna.
Okay. It's still there, right? Okay.
One thing is that you just read that the Krishna is in the heart of Vasudev.
Right.
The form of Krishna that is in Vasudev is not Paramatma, but Krishna himself.
Is Krishna himself.
It's Krishna himself. Vasudev is not an ordinary person of this material world. He is a Nitya Siddha, who is an Antaranga Shakti of the Lord. He's not a Jiva. Neither is Devaki. They're different. They're Antaranga. They're expansions. Not like us. We're Vivinansa. They are different. They're different than us. They're Antaranga Shakti. So the conception of Vasudeva Krishna was his Paramatma feature. And the conception of that Devaki God was already there. They both conceived the form of Krishna.
Okay.
You know, it's Krishna, Paramatma is in Krishna, so there's no need of any switch or anything. Krishna is there already. I mean, this is the way I understood what you read, that he was in the mind of Vasudev, and in Vasudev's heart was only Krishna. And in Devaki's heart, the same conception came to her heart, which is only Krishna. They only have the Krishna conception, not like us, that we need a feature of an expansion of Krishna. Mm. This is the way I understood from what you read. I mean,
thank
I don't
you,
know anybody else has anything to say?
So, thus, the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full potency was transferred from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki, exactly as the 13 sun's rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thus entered the body of Devaki from the body of Vasudev without being subject to any of the conditions of an ordinary living entity. Since Krishna was there, it is to be understood that all his plenary expansions, such as Narayan, and incarnations like Lord Nishinha and Varaha, were with him. And they also were not subject to the conditions of material existence. In this way, Devaki became the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is one without a second, and the cause of all creation. Devaki became the residence of the Absolute Truth, but because she was confined within the house of Kamsa, she looked just like a suppressed fire or like misused education. When fire is kept in a jug, the illuminating rays of the fire cannot be very much appreciated. Similarly, misused knowledge, which does not benefit the people in general, is not very much appreciated. So Devaki was kept within the prison walls of Kansas Palace, and no one could see her transcendental beauty, which resulted from her conceiving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means, you know, one who has, we know that Krishna has all six opulences, name, fame, reach, strength, beauty, knowledge, renunciation, etc. So here, from here we could understand the transformation of Devaki. He became very transcendentally beautiful. Yeah. Actually, I have noticed many of the devotees, after practicing Krishna consciousness for some time, even the bodily feature becomes changed. They become better, good looking than before. Yeah. Did anyone experience this? But I experienced that also. That's really, because after practicing Krishna consciousness for some time, you know, the devotees naturally become Krishnanized. They are having the qualities of Lord Krishna. Yeah. So I will just stop here. Does anyone have any questions and comments? Yes, Prabhu. Devaratra Prabhu. Microphone. Just 1 second.
So it says that Yoga Maya appears as Durga or Ambika. And I'm just curious to know, I thought the manifestation of Mahamaya, I thought Durga was a manifestation of Mahamaya, not Yogamaya. I thought Yogamaya was the potency of Radharani within the spiritual world.
No, Yogamaya is the original Maya. Hmm. But when she comes to this material world, then she becomes Mahamaya.
Okay.
Yeah, which is, covering all the living conditioned souls. That's how it works. But the living entities, you know, he has to be covered by some Maya. Either Yoga Maya, which is internal potency of the Lord, or covered by Mahamaya, which is material energy of the Lord. He has to be covered either way. Yeah. Yes, Ajita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very nice reading, Prabhu.
Thank you.
We have to always remember the inconceivable portion of trying to understand Krishna. Krishna cannot be conceived by our material minds, just like you were discussing about Krishna going from Vasudev. So does that mean that Vasudev now doesn't have Krishna anymore because Krishna is transferred to Devaki? It doesn't work like that. It's not within our potency to conceive of how Krishna works. Krishna is simultaneously present everywhere. Wherever there is Krishna, everything is within him, including us. How can you conceive of that? How can you conceive of that? You can't. So these are just ways of trying to get us to understand. But Krishna can make himself more prominent in one place and less prominent according to his will. The example I like to use is that from the Namadeva Mahatmya, where when Bhimasena went to conquer the southern part and he came to Bengal, he had to fight against a devotee king, Samudrasena, who was putting him in great difficulty. He was about to lose, but Krishna didn't want him to lose because he wants the Pandavas to conquer so they can have the Rajasuya sacrifice. So what did Krishna do? He appeared before Samudrasena. Bhimasena could not see him. Bhimasena is a pure devotee, which means technically he's seeing Krishna every moment. But Krishna appears before Samudrasena. Bhimasena couldn't see him. Samudrasena jumps down off his chariot to pay obeisances. So Bhimasena thinks, oh, he's surrendering. So the fight stopped. So Krishna can do anything he wants. Simultaneously everywhere, simultaneously in every devotee's heart, but more prominent in this place, not that place. We can't try to put him into this little box that now he's transferred from Vasudeva to Devaki, and therefore what? Is Vasudeva now not having Krishna inside him anymore? It doesn't work like that. Don't try to conceive of Krishna with your tiny mind.
Thank you very much for the wonderful Hare points. Is anything else? Okay, we will stop here. Gantraj Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shira Prabhupada ki jai. Gola Bhaktavinda ki jai.
Thank you.